Hi, everybody. Happy Monday. We've got a big week ahead of us. And with the end of the year coming up upon many of us, or if not all of us, it's time for some of us to maybe be working on our performance appraisals. I'd like to share some ratings errors that you should be aware of from a leadership point of view. So stay tuned.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
I've been doing a lot of performance management training for a couple of clients who are, you know, revamping their performance appraisals and revamping their performance management systems. And it got me working with them on things called ratings errors. Ratings errors. Now, these are when you evaluate an employee's performance. These are things you have to be aware of, kind of like the whole human biases that come in. So the one today I want to talk about is called the halo effect. The halo effect. And what that means is that's the tendency to like make generalizations from one aspect of the employee's performance and attribute it to all other behaviors. So let's say, example, in my line of work, I'm the training manager and I'm evaluating my training advisors. Well, there's all types of competencies that we rate them on, all kinds of tasks and statements and KSAs that we rate them on. But let's say one of my training advisors is really, really good at facilitation. But the other stuff that comes with it, like the customer service or the time management piece or the follow-up and follow-through, they're really not good with that, but they're so good at facilitation, just so good that I'm naturally going to rate the other skills and competencies higher, even though they need development. That's what's called the halo effect. And you want to be careful with that. You don't want to give the impression that you're taking one of someone's fantastic skills, that they have a halo over their head because they're so good at it, and applying it to the others. And that's normal. People think about that and it goes through your brain. You just have to, as the manager and leader, make sure you adjust that expectation and make sure you're rating on every competency, not just that one that you're applying to everything. We'll have more of these this week, and I hope they help you as we move forward. Have a great Monday.